Dear listeners, we are back again with Brother Joseph and the Book of Revelation, chapter 12. We are discovering lots of interesting things. And actually something that I really like about Brother Joseph is that he analyzes the news with the Bible. And that's something I encourage you, dear brethren, if you have any questions, you see things happening on the news and stuff, and you're wondering, is this prophesied? Is this from the Bible? Please send in your questions at any time. Brother Joseph actually has an anointing to analyze the news, world events, with the Bible. And that's what we are doing here tonight, Revelation chapter 12. It actually has lots of news connections and history connection, as we saw, actually. I'm going to go back to verse 6, which Brother Joseph didn't explain. Because the next verses, which are in our Bible reading, are verses 13 and 14. And he promised us that he will explain verse 6 with verse 14. So shall we read this, the following two scriptures, Brother Joseph?
Let's go.
All right, verse 13. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. So, yes, it is true there is a connection between 6 and 14 because it says the woman fled into the wilderness.
Yeah, read,
verse 14, again, it repeats.
Read 6. Did you read 6?
No. Shall I read 6
Go
also?
Ahead, yes, please.
So, verse 6. And the woman fled into the wilderness where she has a place prepared of God that she should be fed there 1,260 days.
Translate 1,260 days.
60 days. And verse 14, and to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent.
Yeah, that's all Bible language. 3 times and a half, it means again 3 years and a half, or 1,260 days.
So it's the same timing, 1,260 days.
Same.
This woman here fleeing into the wilderness, as you explained, that the woman is Eve and Mary
church,
and the church.
And
so
the,
this
and
woman,
the bride of Christ.
Yes, this woman in verse 6 and 14 is all these women again?
Well, no.
Why not?
No, because you see, this it cannot apply to Mary. Okay, because you see, it doesn't make sense if it's Mary, because you see, verse 14, she goes into the wilderness. Well, she didn't go to the wilderness, Mary and Joseph. They went to Egypt.
But verse 13 says, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child.
Yes, because the man-child was brought forth by the woman church.
Okay, Mr. I understand,
Mary
yes.
Mary was part of the church.
Yes.
All right.
Jesus was brought forth by the church?
By the church, yeah. Mary was part of the church.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
It's all mixed, yeah. And it doesn't apply to Mary because... You see, while she is protected, for verse 14, and she's fed for 3 years and a half, okay, and then because the devil couldn't get her, okay, if you apply to Mary, then he goes on and persecutes, verse 17, those who keep the commandment and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
So it cannot be Mary.
It cannot be Mary, because at the time of Mary, there was nobody who had the testimony of Jesus Christ, because he was a baby.
And also because it says 1,260 days.
Actually, we don't know how long Mary was in Egypt, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we cannot speculate on that. However, there's a parallel, verse 14 and 17. She's protected, 17. The others, the Christians, are persecuted.
Okay, so if this woman is not Mary, so who is this woman?
This is the bride of Christ.
Okay.
Understand? This is the bride. This is the wife, the woman, the virgin with oil, the ones in Revelation 19:7 gets married with Jesus.
Okay. And so, why is she flying into the wilderness?
Well, she flies in the wilderness because this is the 3.5 years. The wilderness represents a spiritual wilderness, no Sahara desert. It represents a place where there is no God, there is no Jesus, there is no churches, there is no religion, there is no Christianity, there is no protection, there is nothing.
So she flies into such a place?
It's a spiritual, no, flying, it's a parable, it means she goes faster.
Okay, but she goes into the wilderness, you say, where there is no Jesus and no...
Yeah, there is no Christianity. It's not like you go Sunday morning to church and listen to a sermon, switch the TV on, a preacher is preaching. He goes in the wilderness, basically, it's kind of like she's going to have to hide oftentimes under the snow, under the mark of the beast, under the Antichrist, understand, into the spiritual wilderness where there is no God.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? It's a wilderness. You see, if you go to Revelation 17... Okay, what do you see? Take a look here. Sorry, chapter 17, and verse 3.
Okay.
Read it.
So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names and blasphemies, having seven heads and 10 horns.
Okay, so this woman here, now this is the mother of prostitutes, Babylon, the prostitutes, okay, which we interpret to be presently America, United States. Okay, she's in the wilderness also. Okay, now go back to Revelation 12 now.
Okay.
Now, in verse 14, this woman, which is the opposite, this is the bride of Christ, also goes in the wilderness, the same place where Babylon is. In other words, during the tribulation, we will be hiding in a place where there is no Christianity.
But it says into her place. So that's what God has for us?
Yes, a place prepared for her. If you see, for example, in 1 Kings 17, Prophet Elijah went to prophesy against Ahab, and as soon as he prophesied, verse 2 immediately, he prophesied verse 1 and 2, immediately God says, now go run away, go hide. Go to the brook Cherith. It was a spring of water. And I commanded the ravens to bring meat for you twice a day. And so he goes there. Soon later, the water stops. So God tells him, that's a good hint, it's time to move. So God tells him, okay, now, I've commanded a woman, a widow, to feed you in Sidon. So he goes to Sidon, out of Israel, a place where Ahab will not look for him so easily. And so he goes there and then he meets this woman. She didn't know anything. He said, God commanded her to, in the spirit, in the mind, she didn't know. And so he stays in her house for 3.5 years. And God miracles provide the oil and the flour and everything for her, her son, and him. You understand? So God tells Elijah, I prepared a place for you by the brook Cherith, spring of water, and the inside on in the house of this widow. God prepared a place. So the same, and he was there for 3.5 years. That's a kind of a tribulation. Ahab is like the Antichrist. Jezebel is like the false prophet. It's like 3.5 years of tribulation. And Elijah represents the church in the wilderness. You understand?
I would like to ask you, since we know that the woman is the church, the body of believers, who will go in the wilderness, I heard some people saying that in the Great Tribulation, in the end time, all the believers from all over the world will gather together in a place prepared by God, and that's the woman. And I was wondering, how is that possible? From all over the world, people together in one place and live together during the tribulation.
Well, it's not going to happen like that. It's not going to be like this. It will. The believers will gather together, but I don't think it will be all together. It will not be like when Israel got out of Egypt. They got out and they went to Israel. They all bunched up there. No, I think it will be all spread around. It will be a situation, I think, that they will be miraculously protected. There will be probably some people will be in the woods, some people will be in the mountains. There will be a group of, there will be families of, I don't know, 4, 5, 6, 10, 20. There will be groups, maybe hundreds or maybe thousands. It depends.
So that means that the wilderness, it's a different place for every believer? It's not one common place?
No. No, it's like in the world there are hundreds of millions of Christians. It's not logical. You cannot think that all the Christians are going to be bunched up hundreds of millions. It's not feasible. It's not, I mean, it's impossible. Even if you try.
It is, yes.
Are you going to put hundreds of millions together? Hundreds of millions? Are we joking? I mean, we're talking about a country bigger than the United States altogether. Where? It's impossible.
Exactly,
no,
yes.
Plus, Bible specifies in Daniel 7, Revelation 13, and other places, Daniel 11, that the Christians are going to be persecuted. And most Christians are going to be destroyed. So,
but why? If it says that the woman is protected, why do you say Christians will be destroyed?
Okay, why don't you finish the chapter first?
Before we finish the chapter, I wanted to ask one more thing concerning these two scriptures. In both scriptures, it says that she is fed and she is nourished. Is that spiritually? Is that physically? Does it have any meaning, these words?
It's both. Both. They're going to be the two prophets of Revelation 11. They will feed the church worldwide. They're like the olive trees. Like the olive represents the fuel that feeds the lamp, which lamp produces the light. Now, these two prophets are the olive tree. They provide the oil so that the Christian worldwide through that oil will give the light to a world in darkness. So those two prophets are going to proclaim the word of God, and that is going to provide a spiritual oil so that we can burn for Jesus. Understand? Mm-hmm. Like it will help us. Understand?
Okay.
So
that's spiritual.
So it's like we will be fed spiritually in many ways. Also, there will be the 144,000 who will go, will be going around, strengthening, preaching, doing miracles, etc., to strengthen the church, to guide the church, to inspire the church, to feed the church spiritually. But it also means materially. Like I said before, Elijah was fed physically in many ways.
Mm-hmm. Does wilderness mean hiding?
Yeah.
They will actually hide.
Yeah.
But I thought that our goal, our purpose is always to evangelize as much as we can.
We will have to evangelize like in a commandos guerrilla warfare, like attack and run, attack and hide.
Because that's when the world will need the most, the message, when the Great Tribulation will be around, and we should be evangelizing more than ever.
There is no way we can stop evangelizing unto death. But we'll have to do in a covert, so like in a hidden way, kind mm-hmm. of a catacomb situation, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. You said earlier, though, that it's both spiritual and physical, this feeding. You explained just the spiritual part, but what does the physical part mean?
Physical
should be
part,
fed with food?
God will provide food, amen.
Why?
Why? Because otherwise you die. Because you get angry. It's like you need, why do you eat 10 times a day?
Well, like we eat today. Can't we eat the same also in the Great Tribulation?
Well, you need the mark of the beast, okay? You need the 666.
I understand.
To go to shopping.
And that's what you mean.
And that's why I specify here, fed.
I understand, yes.
For 3.5 years.
Okay. Okay. So that's why this word, because there will be the mark of the beast around.
You cannot go to the, to the supermarket, fill the trolley, because you need the mark of the beast in your hands.
Okay. Yes,
on
it's
your
true.
Forehead.
It's
so
true.
That's why it says fed.
Okay.
See, Elijah couldn't go to Israel and do food collection or go to the shop because Ahab would kill the guy.
It's true.
So God had to provide his food, and God provided both spiritually and materially.
Wow.
It will happen again worldwide, but only for the bride. Because the majority of the Christian will be destroyed.
Can you explain this?
Yeah.
Because I didn't understand this point.
If you finish the chapter, you'll understand.
Okay. So verse 15, yes?
Yes.
And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Now it's a little confusing here, because it talks about the woman being in the wilderness, protected and fed, and then it talks about the dragon making war with them who have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Isn't it the same thing, the woman?
It's kind of the same, but the woman is protected from the dragon, from the devil. And these guys here, verse 17, which keep the commandments of God, all right, and of Jesus Christ, they are attacked.
Actually, it says the remnant of the woman.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the remnant, in the sense, because you see, the Christianity is going to be divided. Some is going to be the woman, and some is going to be the rest. So the woman represents the bride, in this case, is protected. Mm-hmm. And these other guys here are going to be attacked.
But they are Christians, right?
They are Christians. They're going to be attacked like the communists attacked the Christians in Russia, in China, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And the question that we need to ask, are they going to be destroyed? Well, read the next chapter, verse 7.
Revelation 13:7. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them.
You understand? So you will make war, the same thing. You see, like, just like
but
you say,
it says saints.
It's a parallel. You see, verse 17, this chapter 12, and verse 7, next chapter, it talks about war. The beast makes war and overcomes them. You can see the same in Daniel 11, 31-35. You can see the same in Matthew 24:15-22. Like the Antichrist, they will overcome. Just like communists.
But it says saints, Brother Joseph. That means
yes.
they are holy. They are perfect almost,
yeah.
In the spirit.
Jesus was
how
holy.
How can the devil overcome the saints?
Jesus was holy, but he died in Calvary. Paul, Peter, the apostles were holy, but they were crucified. The Christian church was holy, but for 300 years, they had to be attacked and oftentimes destroyed by the Romans. It's not true that we're not going to go through tribulation. Acts chapter 14, 22, I believe, it says, through many tribulation you shall enter the kingdom of God. It's a false doctrine, okay, to say that we don't go through tribulation. It's spread by the devil, so the church will not prepare and will be destroyed. Will it happen? Exactly. Why? Because they believe in the false prophets.
But how can you say the saints will be destroyed when it says the woman is protected? The saints are not the woman?
The woman is a special part of the saints. It's a special part of the church. It's called the bride.
Not all the church is the bride?
No. No, no. Not all the virgin are oiling the lamps. Not all the virgin not all the believer present themselves in front of Christ as a chaste virgin. Like it says in 2 Corinthians 11, 1 and 2, over there. Not all the churches are like Philadelphia. Okay, there are churches like Laodicea, going to be vomited out. Mm-hmm. There are churches like Ephesus, who lost their first love.
So can we just make a differentiation to have clear ideas? Who is the woman and who is the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandment of God, but they will be destroyed by the devil?
But look, you can see that today, okay? If there are Christians today who are always protected. Okay, Christians who, because God provides for them, it takes care of them, because when there is a danger, you hear testimonies, okay? He was going to catch the plane, but he prayed, and the Lord said, don't catch the plane, the plane fell down. Why was he protected? While other Christians, the plane fell down. Why would the Christians in Russia be destroyed by communism, Lenin, Stalin, while other Christians were able to hide? Because some Christians are listening to God's word. Others are not. Next. Some Christians listen to God's word, and they don't obey, but don't do it. Others listen and do it. That's the difference. Understand? So.
You mean like something like Abraham and Lot? It just reminds me of the situations.
A good reminder.
Like Lot was living in the world between the Sodomites, the sinners. Abraham was separated.
Exactly. Lot was a sleepy Christian. A Christian saved, wonderfully saved, righteous man, but sleepy. He got married with a sodomite woman who looked behind and became a statue of salt. He was giving his daughters to a couple of husbands of Sodom who made fun of him when he said the destruction is coming. Okay, these are an example of the sleepy church. But Lot was a good guy still. As soon as Abraham would call, he would go, the angel came. But today there are Christians.
But nevertheless, even when the angel called him out of Sodom, the Bible says he lingered.
Yeah, he lingered.
And he lingered. And the angel had to pull him by the hand.
Yeah, but he was a special Christian because he had a special relationship with Abraham. But today there are many Christians who don't even have that. You can see that in the message to the church of Laodicea, to the church of Sardis, the dead church. Revelation chapter 3.
Mm-hmm.
But today, it's not that it's like all the Christians are going to be the bride. I mean, can you imagine Jesus having in his bride the people like Laodicea who he just vomited them out?
It's true. You cannot get married with somebody that you actually feel like being away from.
But you can see that in the parable of the virgin, Matthew 25. You know, the virgin comes with the oil, a little bit too late, the foolish virgin, open, and he says, no, I don't know you, get out of here. Others are going to show up in Matthew chapter, like Matthew chapter 7, and say, we did miracles, we did mighty works, dunamis, in Greek, miracles. And Jesus says, sure, but I don't know you. It doesn't say you're not saved. It doesn't say you're not born again. It doesn't say you're not baptized in the Spirit, you're disobedient. In other words, these are people who do miracles to lift up their church, who do healing to lift up the ministry, who preach the gospel to collect money Sunday morning. In other words, they're lifting up their church, their Christian church instead of Christ church.
Mm-hmm.
They lift up their sect, their denomination, their Sunday morning building. Be careful of sectarian Christianity, because God is not Protestant, God is not Catholic, Jesus Christ is not a sectarian. There's only one true church, the Church of Christ.
You mentioned before a clear comparison which spoke to me. The woman, it's like the virgins with oil. And then I guess the remnant which will be destroyed is like the virgins without oil, right? Who are going to be left out of the marriage chamber.
Yeah.
But are they all saved?
I mean,
are they all saved by the blood of Jesus? by grace.
Definitely. Look, it says here they keep the commandments of God. The verse chapter 12, 17, in Revelation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They keep the commandments of God, that they are the testimony of Jesus Christ.
They actually are obedient. It says they keep the commandments.
Of course. They keep the Ten Commandments. They keep all they can. It's like those Christians.
But then what makes them not be protected?
Listen, those Christians got destroyed by the communists in China and etc. They are Christians, only they don't listen. They didn't listen to God. Today there are Christians sitting in church in a Muslim country every Sunday morning. They go to church, okay, and they pray in the church building. Well, that's not scriptural. In the early church, there was no church building, religious building. The people were getting together in little houses where the Muslim cannot come and throw bombs. Why? They don't know which house you're getting together.
Mm-hmm.
Under communism, we know testimony, true Christian, good Christian, they were meeting in house, communists didn't know. But Sunday morning is only for the church who are registered, the church who get money from the government, who are tax exempt, who are comfortable benches, who get tax deduction, who get big collection. Those churches, anybody can go there, throw bombs inside. And in the Great Tribulation, those guys won't be able to survive. Christian today, you can only worship only in a religious building. They don't know how to recognize the voice of God. They don't know how to evangelize directly. It has to be done always through the pastor Sunday morning when they meet somebody saying, come to my church, instead of saying, coming to Jesus. Those Christians, they're not going to be able to survive. The majority, the vastest majority of the Christians are going to be destroyed. Why? Because today they're listening to false prophets instead of the true prophets. 99% are false prophets today. The true prophets are very few. Very, 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 very few, because the Laodiceans are persecuting them. They're all there buying books and reading books and preaching about what the book says and what the books are preaching, what the movies are saying, instead of going to the Bible, to Jesus, the Holy Spirit, to the anointing, instead of getting on their knees, instead of fasting and praying, instead of seeking face on the floor, praying in tongues or in English or whatever you want to pray, until God speaks to you and tells you what to do. You don't even know if you're saved until you give the salvation of Jesus to somebody. Christians today who don't preach the gospel, who don't give salvation of Jesus, they don't know if they're saved. They're born again. How do you know? Oh, because my pastor says, how do you know if he's saved? Oh, I repeated the poem. I repeated a couple of lines. Jesus coming to my heart, blah, blah, blah. That doesn't make you saved. What makes you saved is when you see the fruits. Not because you repeated some Catholic ritual or some Protestant lines or some what about it doesn't save you.
Actually, what you said reminds me of a dear brother who wrote to us, and he said that he wrote with a broken heart, looking at the children of God today, how they Christianize their idols. And it reminds me exactly what you're saying, how they don't put God first, they live in the world, they compromise with the world, but they have an appearance that they are Christians. And they are satisfied with that.
And they say, we're not under the law. We're under grace. Why we cannot watch TV? We're under grace. Let me watch telenovela every day. Tele adultery every day. Let me watch. See, today TV is like the Chick Good and Evil. I know because I used to watch it. And it's all mixed together. Now there's something very, very good. I immediately mix with something very, very bad. So the best thing is throw it in the garbage. Okay, so the Christian idols, like music, songs, TV, movies, it's like they think it's Christians, but in reality it's just a pack of garbage. Get away from me. Go away and sing.
Well,
why waste so much of your life in front of an idiot box that makes you become an idiot?
It's true.
And instead of, you should use that time to A, read the Bible, B, go preach it.
Amen.
Don't go to a church where the pastor does not preach the gospel in the streets to the lost. Don't go to a church where they collect money but they don't share it with the poor of the church. Okay, those are false pastors, okay? They're false preachers. It's false Christianity. Go to a church that resembles like Jesus, like the apostle, where the money is shared with the brethren. Okay, no, just with the pockets of the pastor for the new building. Go to some true churches, please.
Amen.
The best churches are not only the churches of today, hundreds and hundreds of people. They are the churches like Jesus, 12 disciples, 15 if you want, 20 if you want. Like when a church is too big to eat together, possibly every day, it's too big. Because if you see Acts chapter 2 and chapter 4, they were eating together every day. Every day. I mean, I love my wife. Why should I go see her only on Sunday morning for a couple of hours? Excuse me. Who she's sleeping with every night? She comes to me once a week? Excuse me. You cannot serve the world 6 days a week and go to God on the seventh. Amen. Where have you been on the 6 days?
Yes.
We need to learn to worship God every day, all the time. It doesn't matter if we work in a job or not. We need to, my goodness, if I couldn't get together with my brethren every day, I think I would become stupid. I would go crazy. I need to see my brethren. Thank God we have a little mission here. We are good for nothing. We are sinners. We are little. We have nothing special about us. But we dedicate everything to Jesus. We eat it together every day. We put the money in karma.
Thank you, Lord.
We preach the gospel every day. Are we special? No.
No.
This is normal Christianity.
God help us. Amen.
Okay? Forsaking all and following Jesus, preach the gospel every day is not special. It's normal.
Yes.
The only type of Christianity that exists is the one that Jesus showed.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, this, in fact, people call me, I'm a missionary, I've been a missionary for many, many years, but I don't consider myself a missionary. The word missionary doesn't even exist in the Bible. Why? Because the word Christian means missionary.
Amen.
God is a missionary. Holy Spirit is around me, missionarizing the world. Jesus was a missionary. Paul was a missionary. Peter, every true Christian was a missionary. That's why the word is not there, because it's included.
Amen.
And if we're not going around, if I couldn't preach the gospel everywhere I go as much as I can, because that's my joy. I don't preach the gospel so I can get some money in heaven, some blessing, some extra. No, I preach the gospel because I love it. You know, I don't kiss my wife. I don't love her because in heaven I'm going to get a reward. Ha, ha, ha. God is going to give me something in heaven.
Poor wife.
So let me go tonight and give her a hug. Not that I want to, but I will. Maybe I make it Sunday morning. Okay, a couple of hours and that's it. Listen, I go to my wife every day. We eat together. We walk together because I love her. She loves me. We are happy.
Thank
we
God.
Would do it if we get no reward for it. Mm. And that's the only way to follow Jesus. That's the only way to be a Christian. That's the only way to glorify God. That's the only way to live our faith.
Thank you, Jesus.
If we do it because we love it, not because in heaven I'm going to get a blessing. Elisa, I better stop here.
And this, I'm thinking, if I would be a Christian and listening to this message right now, I would immediately start thinking and analyzing, am I part of the bride that will be protected? Or am I part of the other ones that will be destroyed? And that's my question too. If somebody wants to become the bride and be protected, what do they need to do?
Listen, let me say this, first of all. Today, some people have a hard time accepting that they don't understand who's the bride. I mean, if you read the story of the seven churches, Revelation 2 and 3, it's very clear. Okay, one church is dead, the other one forsook the first love, and then it says, if you don't go back to the first love, I'm going to remove your lampstand, Church of Ephesus. That means it destroyed the church. It's clear that not all Christians are the bride.
Okay? So if somebody wants to become... And he sees himself, analyzes himself, and he sees, hey, I'm part of those that will be destroyed, but I don't want to be.
If you want to become the bride,
what should they do?
You need a coin. You flip the coin. You
see, really?
You put all the different denominations here, you know. There are 3,000.
Angela, what do you
there
say
are 3,000 denominations.
New thing?
Yeah. Catholic, Protestant, Pentecostal, Baptist, Lutheran, Jehovah's Witness, Mormons, etc. Close your eyes, flip a coin, wherever it falls. Is that the way it's supposed to do?
I know in the Old Testament they were casting lots to find God's will, but I thought that's finished.
Listen, religion is a creation of man. You need to go to Jesus. So what are you supposed to do? You are supposed to, it's like I didn't marry my wife because she's this religion, that religion. She loved Jesus. I don't care what religion she was. As long as she loved Jesus, I don't care if she was a Protestant or Catholic. We consider ourselves Christians, and that's already enough.
A big of a name to live up to.
Okay. So listen, to become the bride of Christ is like you, it's your choice. It's like you decide if you become the bride by forsaking oil. You decide.
So basically it's just a decision.
You decide if you want to keep oil in your lamp or not. You decide if you want to be a sleepy, unfaithful virgin who sleeps. Or instead of going to evangelize, instead of loving the Lord, instead of spreading the gospel. Okay, you decide if you want to be a Christian warming up a church bench, or if you want to go change the world for Jesus, beginning with the world around you. That the African next to you, the African from England, from America, from Europe, understand African in quotes. You don't need to go to Africa, to China. You have people here who don't have Jesus Christ. So you decide to give your heart to Jesus. You decide if you want to be full heart. You decide if you want to be half a heart. You good seed, the Christian, decide if you want to give Jesus as much as you can, your whole heart until death, or as little as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jesus, give me heaven. Give me healing. Bless my marriage. I don't want to divorce. And in exchange, I'm going to give you as little as possible. I'm not going to preach the gospel. I'm not going to evangelize. I'm going to choose a church where I can do as little as possible. You understand? You decide.
So it's a decision, basically.
You decide.
Amen.
Okay. Judas decided he was going to steal the money from the bag. Okay. Ananias and Sapphira decided they were going to lie. Okay. You decide.
Amen.
You decide.
Amen. Lord, help us. Lord, help us to take the right decision so we can be part of the bride, so we can be protected through the hard times.
Jesus' Amen. Name. I'd like to ask you, Brother Joseph, another question from Revelation 12, verse 15. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. Brother Joseph, what is the flood that the dragon, the serpent, sends after the woman?
It seems to me this is appears to be like the flood that it comes from the mouth of the devil, so it must be something bad. The devil is called the deceiver of the world, who deceives the whole world. So
yeah, it must be something very bad.
It comes from his mouth. There's some scripture here in Revelation 16.
Yes.
Okay, you can read verse 13.
13. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet.
The devil's trinity from hell.
The trinity from hell, what is that?
You know, the devil, the antichrist, and the false prophet.
The dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. And it says there are three unclean spirits like frogs mm-hmm. coming out of their mouth.
Okay.
Is that the same?
14, like verse 14.
Verse 14. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty.
Verse 16?
Verse 16.
Which battle is it talking about?
And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon.
All right. You want me to get into Armageddon now?
No, we can get there later. I'm just talking about the flood. What is the flood about?
Right. Otherwise, it will be a flood of a teaching.
Of a teaching, yes.
Okay. As you see, it comes from the mouth of the dragon. Okay, like it says, three unclean spirits, like frogs out of the mouth of the dragon. Okay, and verse 14, they are spirits of devils working miracle to deceive the world. So, I don't know exactly, but it's lying. Lying, a lie, lies and deceits, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I cannot say exactly it's going to be this politics, this and that. God didn't reveal that to me. But for sure is the spirit of deceit, deceiving the world, and the earth opened its mouth and received it.
What does that mean?
So it seems to me that this is all the media and the TV and the newspaper and the politicians and the bankers who are deceiving, the devil deceiving the world through these guys.
But they will lie about the Christians?
Evolutions, a lot of stuff against God. But the earth receives these lies, but not the woman. You understand? Now, it's talking about the woman, okay? So, you see, let me go back to Revelation 12, 16. The earth helped the woman. So it doesn't say it helped the believers of verse 17.
Yes.
See, the verse 17, they're not like the woman. It's talking about the woman. This is the chapter mm-hmm. of the woman.
Like the woman is protected.
The woman is protected from these lies, from this flood.
But in what sense the earth received it?
But this flood, but the people, the Christian, verse 17, it doesn't say that they are protected.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see today, in many churches, they are contaminated by the lies of the devil. like doctrinal lies, that God is a Pentecostal, God is a Baptist, and God is a Catholic, God is a Protestant, and God is a Mormon. God is nothing of this, okay? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. God is a creator, okay, and we are Christians. That's it. And make sure you are a Christian. Because there are some believers who know even that. They are of such and such denomination, but they are born again just in the brain, not in the fruits. Just in the prayers, but not in the fruits, not in the deeds. So what I'm saying, these lies have entered the churches even, but not the woman. The woman is a bride of Christ. The woman does not belong to any particular denomination. She can be in a church over here, some other members in a church over there, but still in the woman. Why? Because they are full hearts. They just love Jesus. Maybe they belong to a church that they have some doctrinal imperfections. They mm-hmm. cannot split the theological hair perfectly in the middle. Okay, fine. Hmm. But their hearts is full for Jesus. So Amen. That's the woman.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
So don't worry about doctrinal perfectionism, because the Pharisees were more perfect than we are.
It's true.
And as unsaved as they could. So what? Look at love. Look at the heart. Man looks at the heart. Man looks at the appearance. God looks at the heart. Okay? Okay, so in conclusion, Amen. This flood, it's a flood of lies, which today you can see flooding the world, coming through TV, through Hollywood, through the politician, through the bankers, through the music system, through the music world, the movie world, the satanist, the all this rock music and everything. You understand?
Amen.
So that's the flood.
It's true, yes.
The earth receives it. Have you ever seen a concert where there's the demon-possessed musician, they're there drinking blood, just tearing the Bible and the stage. I want to die. I want to kill my mother. I want this and that. They sing all kinds of perversions.
And people and, applauded.
And people are there clapping hands. And very often there are suicides, this and that. So it's like the earth is receiving this flood.
But then it says the earth helped the woman.
Yeah, exactly. It's in a parable form. Okay. By seeing the effects on the world, mm-hmm. the effect that these lies have on the world, we are protected because we learned without experience.
Yes.
We learned just by looking at them, understand?
Yes.
I don't need to go through homosexuality to know that it's bad. I just look at those guys. I don't need to commit adultery to know that it doesn't bear fruits. I just look at them. I don't need to go through satanism. I don't need to go through this horrible metal rock, death rock, and whatever demonic rock stuff to know that it's bad. I don't need to practice all this thing. The earth is receiving the poison for me, and by seeing that, they help me because I don't go through that.
Amen, amen. In fact, something that Brother Joseph often says in his witnessing, he says, a wise man learns from his mistakes, but a wiser man learns from other people's mistakes. So let's be wiser and learn from others.
Amen. Well, if you don't have any more questions, I will close it down here.
Yes.
Okay, so we don't...
I think I finished. I understood everything. I don't have questions. But anything that wasn't clear, we encourage you to write in and ask.
All right. So Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, I really pray that this message be a blessing to the brethren listening, that they will treasure it, especially the scripture.
Amen.
Forgive me, Jesus, for any mistakes I made, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
That's my fault. I take the credit, Lord Jesus, for every mistakes, and I give you the glory for everything good and right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, bless the brethren listening. Bless and protect and keep them. I pray that all the believers will be part of the woman, Lord Jesus.
Jesus,
that takes forsaking all. That takes give you our hearts. That takes getting up in the morning and seeking you, no money, seeking you. Another job, seeking you, not a diploma. Before loving our family, before loving our children, before loving everything, we need to love you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And all these things shall be added unto us. Whether it's working in a job or whether it's taking care of our family, it will be blessed if we first have been seeking you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen and amen.
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 when words are not enough. With every breath I take, I will give thanks to God above. For as long as I shall live, I will testify to love. From the mountains to the valleys, from the rivers to the sea, every hand that reaches out, every hand that reaches out to offer peace, every simple act of mercy, every step to kingdom come, all the hope in every heart will speak what love has done.
Yeah.